Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
It's day 13 of our At the Movies advent calendar. I'm Uma Pagan Ampke Pagan. Bahe Yusuf is joining me today to talk about A Charlie Brown Christmas. I know, strictly speaking, this isn't actually a movie of sorts, but I think it counts because it is truly a classic and a show that is beloved by millions. It is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Of course, Charlie Brown, based on the Charles Schulz comic strip. And it's this 30-minute special. It's a 30-minute special that features Charlie Brown trying to get rid of his holiday depression. And so to do so, he tries to put together a Christmas pageant, a school. Hijinks ensue, as you can possibly imagine. There's a crappy tree. Everyone hates him. There's a fantastic line in which he goes, "I know nobody likes me. Why do we need to have a holiday season to emphasize it?"
His line after that was also pretty great.
Which was?
Like, he walks up to Patty, I think, and he goes, "Hey, thanks for the Christmas card." And then she goes, "I didn't send you a Christmas card." And then she goes, and then he goes, "Oh, sarcasm's lost on people." Even when he's trying to get some attention and love, and he still gets smashed in the face.
Yeah. No, and it's throughout, right? I mean, even when he goes to Lucy for some psychiatric help, and she just goes, "If we can find out what you're afraid of, then we can label it."
And she just starts listing out all these phobias, like, until she finally comes to, "I know what it is. You have a fear of everything." Hey, that's what 5 cents gets you.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? I mean, the show is very, very cunning and very, very smart. I mean, 30 minutes in, it kind of presents this idea of what materialism and commercialism does to Christmas, right? And what it really has to do with Christmas. I mean, it's a holiday classic that really kind of boldly but gently addresses the issue and takes on the kind of emotional and spiritual effects of the commercial nature on the holiday.
Yeah.
There are all these great philosophical moments. I mean, there's the culmination of all of it is absolutely brilliant with Charlie Brown kind of throwing his hands up in the air and going, you know, what is Christmas all about anyway? And Linus gives this great, absolutely great speech where he kind of recites the Gospel of Luke.
Yes.
Second chapter, verses 8 through 14. And he goes, and at the end of it, he just goes, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." And it's a great moment.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So the story is, and this is interesting, dude. So the producer, Lee Mendelson, right, in 1963, apparently he made a documentary about Charles Schulz and he needed music. Yeah. And one night he was driving over the Golden Gate Bridge and he tuned into a San Francisco jazz station.
Yeah, I've heard this story. Yeah.
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 And he heard a track by Vince Guaraldi.
Yes.
And he said, you know, "Where can I find this guy? This is absolutely amazing music." And he called up the San Francisco Chronicle's jazz critic and, you know, he said, "Hey, do you know this Vince Guaraldi guy? Where can I find him?" He goes, "Hey, it just so happens I'm having lunch with him tomorrow." And so a few days later, they agreed to work together. The documentary apparently never got made, but many years later, 2 years later, Coca-Cola called and said that they wanted an animated Christmas special. And Mendelsohn said, "Yeah, no problem. I got something for you." He immediately calls Charles Schulz and told Charles Schulz, "Hey, I've just sold the Peanuts Christmas special." And Charles Schulz was like, "What is that?" And he goes, "I don't know, but you're writing it tomorrow." And yeah. then they got Vince Guaraldi. Yeah. And they made the most amazing music for the show.
Oh, dude. No, that music is amazing.
Because it's impossible to talk about the show without talking about the soundtrack.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think, I believe there's a little bit to that end that you may not have there.
Ooh.
But so what happens was that Vince Guaraldi went to write some songs. And when, I believe it was when he hit the Lucy theme, he played it over the phone for Mendelssohn. And Mendelssohn heard it and goes, yeah, that's the one. So the first song ever played, or the first demo, was played over the phone. And I just think that was great. Like, in the 60s, you could do that, right? You write a little jazz ditty, you think you like it, you know, you put it over the phone, you know, sort of like what the Four Seasons did as well, right?
Yeah.
And that's great. But no, you're right. The music is just spectacular.
Yeah, the album stands by itself as a great piece of art.
Yeah.
But when put together with the script
yes.
and the very simplistic animation,
yeah.
you have something that works incredibly well for kids and for adults. And I think that's super hard to pull off.
I kind of throw my argument there a bit, in the sense that when I was a kid and I watched it, I always thought it was very boring.
So CBS thought the same thing.
Yeah.
They had a problem with it. They hated it because
yeah.
they thought it was too slow.
Yeah.
And there were too many religious undertones.
Mm.
But yet again, if you're doing an anti-commercial piece that's kind of sponsored by Coca-Cola, I think that's got some guts.
Yeah. No. It requires a level of background for the kids, I think. I think if you read the comics and you like the Charles Schulz sort of comics, this is a great thing. I think if you just sort of throw it in front of a you know, 10-year-old, 7-year-old.
You're right. It's too much. But then again, the Charles Schulz comics aren't for kids either. I mean, they're too deeply philosophical.
Oh, no, yeah.
For any one of us to have gotten when we were 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought it was all about Snoopy, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Because
yeah,
that's all we saw, right? We just liked the little dog.
Yes, yes.
But
and
then again,
the bird.
Yeah, and the bird.
Yeah.
But then again, Woodstock, right? The bird.
Woodstock, yes.
Woodstock. Then again, I think all of those dancing sequences are fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I love that. And it's that one thing that not many animators do, because it's difficult, that each of the characters dance differently. You know what I mean? Like, they all had their own thing, which I loved. And it's sweet. It's just a sweet sort of 4-5-step animation that each one of them had. But they're all different from each other. And it's just a little ditty.
Charlie Brown's Christmas wasn't the first to kind of address this issue of commercialism and Christmas. I mean, How the Grinch Stole Christmas came before it.
Yep.
I do, however, think that it's one of the best
in
how simplistic it is. And yeah, I mean, what better way to end your message than with, you know, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I mean, you know, that's a fantastic...
Yeah, have the kids singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, something. Yeah,
kind of correct.
The title. Yeah,
correct.
It's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, this is a definite must watch. I mean, Vahe's right. Maybe not for your kids, not if you're too young. But
yeah.
I think if your kids are in their teens,
yes,
there's an important message in this cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's one that's pulled off really, really well. And some of the finest jazz music written, period.
Absolutely. Like, I just bought the vinyl after looking for it for so long.
It's impossible to find.
It's impossible to find because
Amazon never has stock.
Because the run is finished. There's like a few people are doing a limited runs, small printings, but I happened to be in a music store in Berkeley flipping through some records and I found it. I found there were two copies, I bought one. I had to. And this is some of the best jazz I've heard in a long time. I love jazz, and this is really something else. I think next to Bing Crosby's White Christmas album, next to the Nat Cole Christmas albums, this has to be in your rotation this year.
Absolutely. A Charlie Brown Christmas, folks. It came out in 1965. You can find it anywhere. I think it's possibly even available on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it is.
Go check it out. Let us know what you think. I'm on @UmarPagan.
I'm @BaheY.
This is the At The Movies Advent Calendar on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.